it's really late at night, feeling lonely. Just turn on your radio to CCR, and that man we know will be there with us.
Our friend John Lewis, he's the warm voice that listens to us.
That's right.
How old is this man called John?
That's true.
John Lewis.
Good morning, 5 minutes after four. Thank you, Lisa. 5 degrees outside. And I should say, too, we're here for Christian James Hairdressing in Mount Lawley, the place to go to get your hair styled for men and for ladies. It's nice music, isn't it? Very moody. A lot of emotion. Nice voice too. Well, I reckon that might be the voice of Maggie. Morning, Maggie.
Good, how are you? Thank you for that.
Oh, it's my pleasure, our pleasure, to enjoy your music. How do you get to be a musician? Were you born it, do you think?
I think I was. I don't know. I usually write songs and it just comes itself. It just doesn't go away. Sometimes a song just comes in my head for like a day or two, and if I don't write it, then it just frustrates me. So, yeah, that's how I became a musician.
And what instrument do you prefer to write on?
The piano. I think it can make so many lovely melodies, and the guitar as well.
Mm.
I think it's amazing what you can do with a guitar. So much power you can express with that instrument.
Absolutely, yeah. I could really imagine that. Now, are you a good guitar and piano player, or do you just do it enough to get the song across and then let someone else take care?
I'm hopeless at playing those. I'm more of a lyric songwriter that makes up melodies. That's what I'm involved in, yeah.
So it must be a lovely feeling. You know, you get this melody in your head, you think, oh, that sounds like a new song, and you've got this creation. Do you ever wonder where it comes from?
Yes, because none of my family are musically at all involved with the industry, so I'm scratching my head on that one.
Now, your talking voice and singing voice are quite different. You seem to have, you know, a very nice deep talking voice, and your singing voice seems a lot higher. Why do you reckon that would be for you?
I guess that's with training and breathing support does wonders with the actual singing voice. The singing voice is a much more different technique than the actual speaking voice. So, I don't know how to really tell you that answer.
It sounds nice though, doesn't it? It's amazing what you can do with your voice. It's just sometimes it blows me away how people can change their voices so much and create so many different sounds out of it.
Yeah, well, I think it's probably training and getting to know your own voice. So, yeah, I guess you can put it that way.
Now, tell us a bit about yourself, Maggie. How did it all start for you? What happened? Were you 5 years old and you thought, I want to sing? Or how did it all take place?
Well, it's happened twice in my lifetime, I think. One time when I was 6 years old, me and my sister decided to write a song, and we made this great song. It was really catchy, and it was a laugh. And I let it go for a while. And then I met this amazing friend of mine in school named Peter Ayun. I think I was at least 12 and he was 11, and he was playing in the music room with the piano. And I just fell in love with what he did. And from that day on, we've been writing music, producing music together, and we have been inseparable. So, yeah, that's how it all started. And we used to make it for fun, but now I think we're just getting a bit more noticed with it, and we're loving it, loving what we can create. Yeah.
And have you had any kind of revelations? Like I can remember the first time I thought that my drum machine was out of time, and I realized that it was all the years I've been playing guitar, kind of no worries style, that I was out of time, and I just couldn't believe how much better it sounded in time. But, you know, that was my small leap for mankind. But have you had any kind of similar revelations where you thought, wow, that's so much better when you do it that way?
Definitely, especially when I have a song and melody and instruments in my head, and I tell Peter, can you do it this way? And he just does it just 500 times better than the way I imagine it in my head. Just especially with the extra chords he puts under the songs, it's just, he blows my mind away, honestly. It's just, yeah, I think me and him are meant to be songwriting, because that's why he does it all the time with me. Yeah.
Amazing, isn't it? I've met people like that. They can take the chord that you have and they can add something else into it. And suddenly it's just, the song just rings out.
Yes, exactly. That's what happens to us all the time. And I just get so excited every time he plays a note. I just scream and he starts laughing.
So, what's happening with your music at the moment? Because we just played that one. Have you got some albums out?
Yes, I do have an album out. But we're still writing songs, so we're still getting more inspirations as well. So, yeah, we're never going to stop writing. So, yeah, we've got one album out. If you want to check out the songs, you can just go on my MySpace. It's www.myspace/MIFF Miss Maggie B for Bob. So there you go.
Miss Maggie B. B, letter B?
Yes, that's right.
So we go to myspace.com/MissMaggieB.
Yeah.
All right, make sure. So .com, I'll just make sure I got all that right. .com, go to Miss Maggie B, and then there you are.
Thank you, there I am, yay.
Well, Maggie, I love it. I love the song that you wrote. I love the moodiness to it.
Thank you very much.
And just let it just wrap around you. Very nice.
A very special song, that one.
Why is it special?
Song in 5 minutes, actually.
That's not bad.
Yeah. See what Peter can do? It's amazing.
How do you write a song in 5 minutes?
It just comes to you. You just say what you feel on that day, and you just let the pen write.
Remember John Lennon said one time, it's easy to write a song. Oh, yeah, right. Anyway, he said it's easy to write a song. He says all you do is you write what you feel, and you put a backbeat behind it. Oh, and make it rhyme.
Yes, that's right.
You reckon that worked for him? I'm not so sure it's that easy. I'm glad to hear it is for some people. Hey, Maggie, will you keep in touch? Because we'd like to know what else you're doing in the near future.
Most definitely. We're still songwriting. We're going to have a lot more songs right now. So, yeah, I can't wait to show it to you, because it's going to be completely different as well. And world music will be inspired by it as well. So I just can't wait to show the world.
Love to get a bit of world music, and it always just kind of gives it that little bit of je ne sais pas quoi.
That's right.
Have a good morning, Maggie.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us here at 6PR. A up-and-coming musician joining us live on the program and keeping it real this morning. We will hear more, I'm sure. One day, Maggie's going to be a big, big star, and you'll say, I heard her early on a morning, on a Saturday morning in Perth at 4:26 on 6PR. With me, John Lewis.